The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale. Get it started!
Back off! I got a tongue, I'm not the fate to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational thing.
This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 18th of October 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my lord, the tailor of armors, the seeker of shards, the reason we have a mature audience morning at the top of the show, Hellgren Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, OGR, on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, Oakman's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Oakman?
Doing really good.
Really, really good?
Yeah, I'm really proud of myself. I helped Nathan Calthine,
yeah.
Yeah, I found a bug.
A bug? What bug? What bug did you find?
Well, you know, he was talking about how the Night of the Dead quests are repeatable this year.
Yes.
You know, we're supposed to be. Well, not McQuibble Farm, apparently, at least not for me, because I am part of the older accounts.
Right.
I petitioned it, and the guide came back and said, well, you've got two of these in your quest book. Yeah, well, fuh.
What, do you have one left over from last year?
From the previous year. I didn't do it last year. I probably did it, like, the year before that or, so, I don't know, a while ago. So, some of us with older accounts are not going to be able to do, McQuibble Farm quest again, well, for this year.
Well, well, well.
Well, they might get it fixed in time, but I'm not holding my breath, and it's not that dire situation. But I'm glad I was able to help do something.
Well, good. And we always encourage people, if you find something in-game that you think is incorrect or something is broken...
report it.
Even if you see a texture that's out of place, they honestly want to know about it. Don't be afraid to do a bug report. Just do a slash bug report. Tell them what it is, who it is. Well,
slash bug will work.
Tell them what it is, who it is, where it is, what happens. Does it crash? Does it make you crash? Is it just looking ugly? Is there false information? Kithacor was not a human ranger. We bug reported it, and guess what? It got fixed.
But yeah, always put as much information as you can in it. Where you're at, where is it occurring, how best to see it.
Right.
Because
well,
I just did a bug report in-game on a place where the graphic, there's a gap in the graphic. We'll talk about where in a minute.
Yeah, and,
I put down as much information as I could about where you could see it and where it's at and what part it's located and what, you know. And it's not that big of a deal. It's not crashing nothing, but it is a...
And of course, under what circumstances? Because, I did a live bug report with Nobrin at the fanfare last year. There was some texture problems, but only when you were using the 3.0 shaders. So if it's happening with the shader and not with the shader, you need to make note of that. So there we go.
So I did my good deed for the week, I guess. I'm
Yay!
Happy.
And hopefully saved the Quibble Quest for future generations.
For future generations,
Joining us this week, as we posted on kitthecore.org and blasted all over Facebook today, we have an author with us, Eve Medina, a.k.a. Chloe or Zapphire, on the Antonia Bale server, has written a book based on personal roleplay. Eve, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
I'm sorry, is it Eve or Evie?
It's Evie.
Evie, okay. Mm-hmm. And I need to turn your volume up just a smidge. Hold on a second. I got it here.
Is this any better?
I gotcha. You're good. All right, so Evie is with us. You're also called Chloe or Zapphire with a Z on the Antonia Bale server.
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You've written a book called The World of, let me see if I'm butchering this name here, Tia Era?
That is actually the name of my blog.
Oh,
the book is actually called Realm Walkers.
I suck. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Realm Walkers.
Yes, the blog that I created to promote and entertain based on the book is called The World of Tierra.
All right.
Tierra is the world on which the book is based on.
And you can find that at Tierra, that's T-I-A-E-R-A, .blogspot.com, or you can go to kitthecore.org. I do have a link right there at the first post at kitthecore.org. I named it incorrectly, but it still goes to your blog.
That's all that matters.
So tell us the story behind writing the book. How did this come about?
Well, I've been with EverQuest and EverQuest 2, both EverQuests, since beta. I was a beta tester for EverQuest 1.
Wow.
And I've been with the game for years. And I became a writer about 3 years ago and met another writer who also likes role-playing.
Mm-hmm.
And basically one thing led to another. We became friends. That's the co-author of the book, Jack Shepard. And we created a bunch of role-playing scenarios, both in and out of game. And one day we decided to compile some of these stories, create the world, rename the characters, make a good clean break from EverQuest, because everything in EverQuest, from what I found out, is copyrighted.
Right, right.
So we created Tierra, we created whole new characters, made a bunch of changes, and used our role-playing to create the story for Realmwalkers.
Excellent. Now, I've always told people, you know, that aren't sure what role, you know, how to role-play and stuff like that, you treat it like a movie or a story, and you are the main character. And you have taken this, you and Jack, have taken this and published a book.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, what we do is take the dialogue. We would take the logs from our role-playing and then clean them up, make them into short stories, polish them, and make it into a text format.
Ooh.
And then from that text format, we began to compile them in certain orders and create the book from that set of scripts or texts, as you would put it. And that's where the Realmwalkers came in.
Excellent. Now, if you're curious, if this is piquing your interest, but you're not sure if you want to buy the book, you know what? You can go to the World of Tierra at Blogspot or kitthecore.org and go to the link there. And you can download the first chapter for free and check it out.
And exactly. I have something.
What's that?
Well, you're going to get your card out as soon as you finish with that chapter. The story is very compelling. It draws you in.
first thing Elquin said when I mentioned that I had to get you on Skype to do the show, she's like, "Oh, I want to get the book now." She finished the first chapter.
Yeah, I want the book for that's my Christmas list. You know, I compile it early, so yeah, that's on my Christmas list for certain. I would like to finish the story. It draws you, like I said, it draws you in and it involves you. I mean, engages you.
Well, thank you.
It isn't one of those where you got to turn the page, but you follow through with the next page and the next page. It flows so well. You forget that, you know, you look up and you go, "Wow, wait a minute. I want more."
Now,
more.
Admittedly, I'm not a big reader. I've read maybe a dozen books in my life from beginning to end. Normally I get bored after a couple of minutes, like, yeah, all right, I'm gone. But this one, I read your first chapter from beginning to end with no breaks. And, yeah, I think we're definitely going to be getting the book, and I'm going to check out the rest of it.
I'm very, very happy to hear that. This being my very first endeavor, it's made me very, you know, self-conscious and very worried about the reaction to this book, especially since we're combining sci-fi with medieval fantasy.
Right.
Jack's forte is science fiction, and he's been writing nothing but science fiction until he and I met. And here I am with, you know, fantasy role-playing based on all my gaming background. And it was very tricky trying to combine both genres into one story and one book.
You know, I went to your blog and I read the other two, sort of the prologues, the prelogues.
Uh-huh.
The Goddess and I forgot the name of the other one that he wrote. And it sort of sets the stage for reading the book. And by the time I finished those, I did those first before I even went to the chapter. And I'm thinking, this is definitely interesting. So when I got myself into it, that little bit of a prologue behind that I read first before I got into the book, sort of prepped my mind for what I was going to be reading.
That's great.
So yeah, I was drooling by the mentally drooling by that point when I started reading the chapter. It is definitely wonderful. I was never seen where a person's co-authored before. How does that work out when two people and as you said, from different styles, and you haven't written before, right? But he has?
He hasn't written. This is his first book also. Most of our stories are online. We are, I guess you could say, we published online and in short story format. This is the first time he and I actually took some of those stories and combined them through our role play and created the book, combining the two genres and all the stories together. So this is his first as well.
I don't think I've ever read anything where it's been co-authored by two people. You know, because what I'm you know, assuming that after hearing what you said and what I've read so far, that, you know, I'm reading the conversation between two people. And it's like one person wrote this book. It's like you guys all are on the same mind when you wrote.
Oh, thank goodness! Really hoping it would come out that way. I'm glad to hear you say that. We wanted it to be very smooth, very well blended, so that you couldn't tell there were two different styles going on there.
I couldn't tell at all. And if there, you know, maybe that's what's adding the extra little spice to this. Which drew me in so quickly in one chapter.
That's great. That's great. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. I'm excited to read this. And
I did all the artwork as well on the cover.
I haven't seen the cover yet. I've seen
the icon in the blog.
Yeah, that's it. You did that?
Yeah, I did everything. This is considered self-published because I meticulously did the entire book, the layout, the design, the chapter numbers, the illustrations, the book design, the elements on the book design, the whole kit and caboodle was a work of mine, and it was my baby, so to speak.
I was just going to say, it's like giving birth, isn't it?
Very much so. Very much. A lot of hours. A very patient and supportive husband, a lot of great friends supporting me for the 3 years that it took to write this.
Wow.
Yeah, I've had lots of support, a lot of support, and I'm very grateful. Yeah. I still can't believe I did it. I mean, I've got the book here in my hands, and I still can't believe I drew that sword, and I drew that portal, and those the illustrations inside. I can't believe I did that. Wow. So, yeah, this has been a real adventure.
Do you have, you know, now it's all done in your hand. I'm just curious. Do you go back through and see little things and go, maybe I should have done this to that instead of... Do you pick it at it at all in your mind?
Oh, since it's been out, I've been through it again and again and again and again. And, you know, as hard as I might try, and even with the help of two other people combing through it before it went to print, but I still find little mistakes here and there, you know, that are like, oh, shoot, we missed this and we missed that. And so... I've had to go back to the publisher and correct those mistakes. But they're mistakes that need to be corrected anyway. But to change the story in any shape way, no. No. What's out there is out there. And that's what we want. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading the rest of it. Like I said, folks, go to kithcore.org. You can find the link to tierra.blogspot.com. Download the first chapter. You will be enthralled. You will want to pick up the book and read it. I mean, our friend Talaru from the Legion of Kithacor has finished the book, and she loves it. She recommends it to me. And, you know, I'm not going to borrow it from her, though. You know, you did a lot of work in this. I want to buy it. So
it's
you
all
get...
good. It's all good.
Do you ever go to Fanfare?
I tried to go this year, maybe next year, but
bring
no, I
some
have
of
not.
Those...
And you know, that's sad because it's in Las Vegas, and that's only like 3 hours away.
Bring that book to Vegas.
I shall, I promise. I promise.
Well, this way we can get one of you, you know, get it...
That would be great.
Autographed.
Hey, you know what?
That would be great. Well, if you order through the blog... Every book that's ordered through the blog is autographed.
Nice. Oh, cool.
I
like that personal touch.
Directly.
Nice. You know what? I think...
I get those ordered directly. So I will make sure every book gets autographed.
Might be an idea to actually get a copy to give away on the show.
Oh.
That might not be a bad idea.
Oh.
Nice little prize to give away.
We can do that.
Yeah. That would be great. I could, if you want me to, I can, whoever wins, I can sign the copy of the book and send it directly to the winner.
Personally autographed.
Personally autographed. Definitely. That sounds like a great idea.
That sounds fantastic. Matter of fact, if you're really down for that, we're going to be playing a little game of Kiting Elquin later on today, and whoever wins that... copy of your book. How's that sound?
I like it. I'm all for it. Let's do it.
All right. We will do that. A little bit later on, we'll be playing our little game of 10 questions we call Kiting Elquin. However many questions Elquin gets correct, that is the number of tells that I want. Let's say if she gets 7 questions correct, the 7th person to send me a tell will get a copy of Realmwalkers. By Eva Medina.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this.
Well, you're very welcome. You're welcome to stick around as we talk about what's going on. In
well, I was
going
to ask one other question.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Have you convinced Jack to try EverQuest too?
I have, but you know, he's strictly sci-fi. And believe it or not, it's really weird. Because I would be in-game with my characters, and he would bring up an IM messaging chat window. And I would copy and paste my dialogue into the chat window if there was other people involved in the story. That way he could participate, he with his characters, and my characters, and whoever else was there. But That's if somebody else was also there. So he could participate even though he wasn't in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was just between me and him, I would still just go ahead and just do all the role-playing in the chat window using my EverQuest characters, which, again, I had to change over and remake completely different so to protect copyright. But, yeah, it's tricky. But now I haven't been able to convince him to try EverQuest. Now that they've got EverQuest 2 extended, maybe. Maybe I can convince him.
Well, we do have sort of sci-fi element. We have the...
Tinkerers.
No, we have the Void.
Oh, yes, the Void.
The Void.
The Void.
The Shadow Odyssey is very sci-fi-ish to me.
Oh, that's true. That's just... Oh, well, I'll have to just keep working on it. See what happens.
It's the critics calling. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
My husband's just running around the house trying to get the phone. Quick, grab the phone.
It's running away. No. I noticed that you have dwarves and elves and dark elves and gnomes. But a dwarf and a gnome married together?
Oh, well. Stranger things have happened. I've seen a lot of stranger things in EverQuest.
Very true. Very
true. Let's see, what was some of the weirdest pairings we've ever seen in EverQuest? What's the guy with the bald head?
The Iridans.
Yes.
An Iridite.
I knew an Iridite and a Fae team.
Ogre and
really crazy combos.
I mean, just look at Denmother from EQTraders.com, a halfling and an ogre.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's we don't true. Even want to think about the bedroom mechanics on that one.
But that's sort of the feel I got from your book is that, you know, any race combination could be possible within these pages. Because here's the dwarf and a gnome together. I'm going, whoa.
Well, at least the size different isn't that great. The size different isn't that great between dwarf and gnome. But, you know, like, let's look at Brass from Sony Online. Brass the dwarf is married to a troll. How the hell does that work?
Lots of babs?
I would assume.
She must have one heck of a personality.
I would assume so, God.
Like that.
Of course, Lyra in the OGR channel is saying, what about a Ratonga and a Karen? Now there's some personality conflicts right there.
Honest, hon, I was just cleaning your fur. I wasn't tasting you.
Hey, now wait just a goddamn minute. Yeah, peanut butter!
That would work, I suppose. Love can make you do some really crazy things. I don't know if anybody has told you also, but we're going to be doing follow-up stories on the blog. We've already got a couple there. One's called The Mother Goddess. That's the latest one.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I'm going to start doing more graphics. If you go to the blog, you'll see what the little gazer looks like that Audrey has, her little pet gazer.
Cool.
So I'll be doing more graphics and more stories that have to do with the book, without giving too much away. Right.
Well, the Mother Goddess and the Goddess and the Minstrel are sort of like, well, what, they're prelogues to the book, more or less? Sort of, how did you put it here? I'm reading.
Warm-up stories.
Yeah, to give you a little background history of some of the stuff that was going on before the book.
Exactly.
So you get a better taste of the world that you're entering. And some of the key players in there. That's, like I said, I read those first. They were really good.
And try not to ruin it, you know, for the people that haven't.
I know, they still got to go read the chapter.
So I'm trying very carefully to write stories that won't harm, you know, that won't give away what's going on in the book, so that people can still enjoy the characters if they want to, and still enjoy more stories beyond the book. Or in preparation for it.
Right.
So stay tuned. Come back and check it out.
Sure we will.
I did read that the Headless Horseman is back in the game for a while. They had to pull him.
Oh, they did.
He's having some issues.
Oh, we can't have that.
From what I understand, he was not debuffing, so he was like, you know, nobody could get him.
Oh, I thought he had dandruff.
Headless, oh god. Yeah, he had head and shoulders, and it cleared it right on up. Everything, right above the Sean. So, yeah. Anyway, he's back out in the Cthulhu's Forest waiting to beat the crap out of people. And remember, you need the necklace that you get from the hedge in order to call him forth. Now, where's the stupid necklace? I'll link it in channel.
I got one here. Hold on a second.
Too late.
Hey!
I believe it's the lost necklace that you need to call the Headless Horseman.
Yeah.
And you can still... You have to have the lost necklace to get the fog banks out of Sunborn Village. There's a building over there. And you go into a door with a room, and it's next to a table. If you really, really want to know, I'll try to give you better directions. But it's a little red box on the floor. Respawns every 5 minutes. You will get a fog bank. You will get a screech box. And if you do not have one on you, you get the fog defogger mechanism that turns the fog on and off in your house. You can only have one per house. So if you have more than one houses, you need to go and get one and go drop it off and come back. Because if you have one on you, it's they're lore, so you wouldn't be able to get another one. I've got all my houses decked out with one each, which is a good backup if you're using any of the fogs.
Those are
you never
so
know.
Cool. I've seen them used in so many different ways. It's just, they are really neat.
And we use them throughout the Legion of Kithacor Hall, too.
And there's new plushies in the marketplace.
Oh, there are? Let me take a look here.
I like this guy. Cursed a druid leech.
Where is it? Why am I not finding it?
I don't know. Can't link it. I can't figure out how to link it.
Oh, there it is. Cursed, I found a cursed uridite leech.
Yes, that's one.
Okay.
And the other one is the, he's down. Where is he? Oh, G-Y-N-O-K?
Gynok.
Yeah, plushie. Yep,
that's Gynok. And then there's the Violet Jester's Cap.
Yes, but there is also, where is it? Preserved Lich Bride.
Now, where is that? Preserved. Looking for it. There it is. Preserved Lich Bride. She doesn't look very well preserved to me.
Well, that's preserved as you can get for a lich.
I guess.
But yeah, I could see taking that one and the other one, the first one we looked at, and making sort of a wedding.
Come on, her.
A dead wedding.
Her tongue is hanging out of the gaping hole in her jaw, and there's blood dripping down, and she's covered in flies. That's not preserved!
Oh, I didn't notice the flies all around her. Oh, she is dripping blood.
She's seeping goo.
Seeping goo out the side of her face.
Lovely.
And her tongue is hanging out the side of her mouth.
Yes, it is. Congratulations,
well,
Sony. I think this is the sickest thing you've come up with. And it's appropriate for the season.
Easier to tongue you with, my dear?
Ew. Not that tongue you ain't. Of course, if anyone has actually seen the Grudge, you got a little tongue action there, you know, with no jaw, and yeah. You. Also available on the marketplace today, a brand new house.
Which is what you've been wanting for, like, ever.
Oh, yeah, I mean, ever since they came out with the haunted house a few years back, you know, the one in Sunborn, I'm like, this would make a great house. So, yep, the, what is it actually called? The Uncanny Estate is basically a section of unrest, of the mansion in unrest.
Yeah, it's the main ballroom in the center.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the layout is an exact copy of the Haunted Mansion in
Well, not exact.
What do you mean? Well, yes, it is.
No, it's not. It is not an exact copy because the Haunted House in Unrest has three floors. This one only has two. Actually, no,
I'm talking about the Haunted Mansion. This is exactly the same thing. There's only two floors to that.
No, where you go to the baby's room is a third floor.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
I will bet you $50 right now that you go walking around this house right now, check out the layout, go into the Haunted Mansion in Sunborn, it is not the same layout.
All right, whatever.
Spent enough time in that Haunted Mansion. It's not the same layout. Now, I don't know if it's the same layout as Unrest. I've only been in there once. And if you go into this uncanny estate, go around to the right-hand side of the staircase, there are three panels going up the side of the staircase. You can walk through the third one, and there is a hidden room under the stairs. Doesn't seem to be anything else back here. I've checked for hidden panels or whatever. But yeah, it's just it's a hidden room back there.
But they've cleaned the place up. I mean, they patched some of the holes.
Yeah, they patched up the holes. It's new wallpaper and clean floors. There's no more blood all over the place.
Well, some of these walls look a little stained to me.
Well, yeah, they're old. They're a little moldy. But at least it's not, you know, splattered in blood and peeling and stuff like that, you know.
And there's some shelving in the room where the vampires are, where you burn the coffins. They redid it, and they've got shelves in here, green wall, wood paneling up and around the top. It looks very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a full-size bar waiting for you to use in the other side.
Yeah, as Clorny is stating, there are a couple of visual bugs. One of the most noticeable one is over in the bar on the in the west wing. When you first get to the bar, there is some molding. It looks like it's missing a piece. If you look on the other side of those shelves behind the bar, there's like a pedestal type thing that this piece of molding fits into. It's not there on the right-hand side there, and you can actually see a gap in the wall.
The pedestal on the other side goes all the way from ceiling to floor, and this one goes in between the bar
and
the molding at the top.
Yeah, and they left a good, you know, it looks comparably like a 2-foot gap right there, and you can actually see through the wall. There's nothing there.
No, what you'll do is you'll see people running on the other side of the bar.
Well, yeah, that's because they never, they always have
put the backs on the graphics.
Yeah, they never put the back on anything. But there you go. I've bought mine because I love this. I've been wanting it ever since the haunted Sunborn house came out. And that's that. I'm going to decorate that this week, I guess.
Yeah, he had to get it.
Okay, I'm going to take a short music break, actually. Yeah, it would help if I actually had some music up. Never prepared. Tell you what, we'll go ahead and we have a brand new song we're releasing for Night of the Dead. It's called Nights of the Dead, a parody of Last Friday Night by Katy Perry. When we come back, we'll do Kiting Elquin and see how many questions she gets right. And whoever gets the correct amount of tells to me will get a copy of Realm Walkers, written by our guest, Evie Medina. So we'll be back in a few.
You're listening to the Jim Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
Dead. It's a feast at night, and they'll take a bite from you.
What? afford this all week. 40 hours slaving, Saturday I'm saving. Got pizza rolls waiting on me. My energy be sinking, fat loot we be ganking. We'll sure make a show in tonight, we're tight tonight. Corpse far as the eye can see. We're stuffed with our pockets, a wig down on chocolate. The last 3 hours are all fuzzy. No time for counting props, we're busting out our pockets. Sure make a show in tonight, we're tied tonight. Let's go. Bring it down now. Yeah. There's just no stopping. Keep the blue dropping. Keep the tank of the dragons go down. All night if we want to. Hell yeah, we got to. Hack and slash, turn it inside out. Swords and daggers, thin nests or hackers. Mages with magic, burning all down. Rogues and rangers getting in dangers. Priests keep it up while we take it all down. Hey, we got a team and we're ruling this dungeon. Light coming up and here comes the sun. And nobody's going anywhere. There's more gold to get, let's go. Sure make a show in tonight, tonight, we're tied tonight, 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 we're tied tonight, 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 we're tied tonight. Let's go! Burn them down now. Yeah! Triangulating tonight, tonight, climbing to the top of a virtual world.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and it's time to play Kiting Elquin!
Oh, God.
Hold on tight, you know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Elquin, right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight.
Alrighty, it's time to play Kiting Elquin. We're going to have 10 questions. However many questions Elquin gets right is how many tells I'm going to be looking for. For example, if you get 7 questions correct, I'll be looking for tell number 7. And whoever gets that is going to get a free copy of Realm Walkers. And I want to thank you very much again, Evie, for doing that. Evie? Hello?
Do we lose her?
Evie!
She ran off.
No, she's still connected.
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Thought we lost you.
No. Had to go get another glass of wine.
Ah, gotcha. It's always good to be drunk here on the Gentle Silverwing Show. It helps.
We drink a lot.
It helps. It helps. Well, you drink a lot. I don't drink, but that's just the way it goes.
Speaking of drink, I should have made a Long Island iced tea.
Whee! All right, hon. Are you all set? Ready to go?
I guess. You sure? Maybe I should go get a shot before we do this.
No, no. It's too late for that. Too late for that. Now, this on this edition of Kiting Eloquent, I'm going to make it pretty easy. Since it's getting closer to Halloween time, every question relates to a well-known horror movie. I've basically taken a one-sentence summary of the movie title that I want, and you have to give me the movie title.
I'm going to lose terribly. Anyway.
We're going to find out. Well, I think I've made these descriptions pretty well. Like I said, they're well-known movies.
Yeah, but one person's one-line description of a movie might not be the same as another one-line description of a movie another person would have.
All right.
But go for it.
Okay, here we go. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. A little girl taken by ghosts, she calls the TV people.
Poltergeist.
Correct. See? See? Not that hard. Number two. Accused child murderer continues his crimes in your dreams.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Correct.
Alright.
Number three. A group of people hiding from zombies in a country house.
Night of the Living Dead.
Correct. Vincent Price will pay you $10,000 to spend the night.
I should know this because I love Vincent Price.
Me.
No,
Let her do it.
No. It has to be Elquin.
Oh.
If you survive the night.
I can't.
Okay, we'll come back to it. Okay, I'll put a zero there. We'll come back to it. Number four. Space Jello devours a small town.
The Blob.
Correct. Angels to some, demons to others. The Cenobites appear when you open a puzzle box.
Oh. I can see the frickin' movie in my mind, too.
I really should put time limits on this.
Hellraiser.
Exactly, yes. A mad scientist brings the monster to life.
Frankenstein?
Correct. Kid kills sister, returns 15 later to finish off the town.
Is that Jason?
I'm not telling you.
Halloween?
Correct. Although Jason was wrong.
It wasn't Jason?
No, Jason is Friday the 13th.
No.
Yes, Mike Myers is Halloween. Moving on.
I can never get those straight.
Ash and his friends stay in a cabin in the woods to fend off demon possession and really bad special effects makeup.
Evil Dead?
Yes. Now, see, you're doing very well.
I'm hanging on by my fingertips, man.
Deranged family kills and eats their victims in the Lone Star State.
Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay, and going back to number four, Vincent Price will pay you $10,000 to spend the night.
Hell House. I don't know.
No, Hell House is not correct. And technically is the name of another movie, so you got that incorrect. So we got nine. Nine correct answers.
Pretty good.
Tell me the Vincent Price one before I go look it up.
What's that?
Tell me the Vincent Price one. Before
oh, the House on Haunted Hill.
They just showed that on TV.
There was a
just
lot
recently.
Of...
Yesterday.
Okay, so we're looking for the ninth tell starting now. The ninth tell to me gets a free copy of the book. Ninth, keep it coming.
And they're typing as fast as their little fingers can go.
Keep it coming. Ninth tell to me gets a free copy of Realm Walkers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Next one! The next one gets it! Next one! Who gets... Oh, Sebia! There we go. Sebia from the Antonia Bale server. will get a free copy of Realmwalkers.
Congrats.
So let me write that down. Because I hope... Maybe it's Sebia. Is it Sebia or Sebia?
We're waiting for correction.
Sebia is the winner.
Sounds good. Congrats. I hope you like it.
Okay, Seba. Sorry, Seba. So why is there an I in there if it's not Sebia? Seba. Okay. Okay, to elaborate on who came the closest, because they're all saying, oh, I came so close. The closest ones were actually Seikan and Chedorella, who came in 8th and 10th. Sorry. So...
Sorry, guys, I tried.
Seba. And Seba, if you could do me a favor and just send me an in-game mail with your actual mailing address, and I will get that to Evie, and she'll send you a copy, a personally autographed copy of the book. Matter of fact, put in your in-game mail not only your real mailing address, but how you would like to be
your book signed.
Yeah, how would you like your book signed?
Yeah. Her real name, if she wants to use, you know, the real name.
Right. So there we go.
Do they need to put in, like, ink preference? You know, like crayon or felt?
We're talking about Seba here from the Shadow of Fear. Maybe she wants it in blood.
Red crayon,
please. I'll see what I can do. Maybe I can find some red ink here somewhere.
Darn. Shadow of Fear and their hatred of the soft skins. I want it in human blood.
Okay, now getting back to the movies you just said. Okay, you said Jason is not from Halloween. He's not the one with the ski mask, the mask.
Yes.
The hockey mask. That's Jason.
Right, but Halloween is with Michael Myers.
Well, what movie is Jason in?
Friday the 13th.
Well, then who's Freddy Krueger? Where's Freddy Krueger?
Nightmare on Elm Street. You got them mixed up.
It's so confusing. All those hack and
slash movies.
My
horror movies.
So Freddy and Jason went at it.
Yes, Freddy and Jason went at. No, wait. Was it Freddy and Jason? Yes. There was a Freddy versus Jason. Was kind of a.
And Jason's
alien
in the hockey mask.
Yes, Jason is in the hockey mask, yes.
And Mike Myers is...
Mike Myers has the white mask with the brown hair. Honestly, kind of dumb looking. I don't know how the hell Mike Myers ever killed anyone. He walks, like, real slow.
That's the one with Jamie Curtis a lot.
Jamie Lee Curtis, yes.
Okay. I wouldn't watch a whole lot of those. I think I saw, like, maybe one of each. Yeah, well, except Friday the 13th. I like Freddy.
Now, of course,
Hellraiser. That was hard. I could think of. You could see the friggin' movie in my mind. I kept thinking hell something and blah blah blah, yeah. And I couldn't think of it.
You got
the
it.
The house
though.
On hell. What the hell? House hell?
On,
no.
The house on Haunted Hill.
Hill. House on Haunted Hill. And I made you sit down and watch that one too. You hadn't seen that one. I don't know why I could not remember it.
I'll give you. All I could think of is Hell House. I'll give you $10,000 if you can survive the night in the house on Haunted Hill.
If they hadn't been showing that just yesterday on AMC, I wouldn't have guessed it either.
Now, I believe the name of the house is Hell House.
Maybe that's what.
But
I
it's
got.
Not the name of the movie.
But then there is another movie called Hell House, which was another one I introduced you to you hadn't seen before.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Let me take a look at Hell House. Let me look that up.
Hell House has Malcolm McDowell in it, and the psychics go into this one house where this guy is apparently, you know, he was evil and into Satanistic worship.
That is not the name of that movie. That is the Haunting, I thought.
No.
Let me see here. Hell House movie. Let me take a look here. Doo, 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 doo. Well, hell, that ain't it. Let me see here.
I know we have it. It's Hell House. It was one of the first horror movies I ever got to go to the movies and see.
Okay, it is called The Haunting, 1963. Starring...
No.
Oh, no. Okay, I have seen The Haunting, but it has a similar storyline. Let me look up Malcolm McDowell here. Hold on a second. Malcolm McDowell, there we go. Filmography... This thing's a different name. God, it's come on.
The Legend of Hell House.
Okay, The Legend of Hell House. So we were close.
Yep, that's it. The Legend of Hell House.
Well, you did Pamela pretty good Franklin. Anyway. 9 out of 10 questions. Yep. You still got them pretty well.
Yeah, you still got 9 out of 10. So he's good. It's all good in the hood, babe.
Well, let's see. What else is new for Sony this week? You guys were talking about... they're going to be holding a Haunted Homes Foreign Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
To celebrate, we're having a Spooky Haunted Homes Forum Challenge. The challenge, create a spooky house. You must use your own home and your own items for this challenge. The Haunted Homes Forum Decorating Challenge is a free-for-all decorating challenge. The challenge will take place on all servers. It started last Friday and will run through October 24th. Basically, you need to do is take pictures, decorate your house, take some screenshots. I mean, you can go to E2Q Players and look up all the other specifics. And you'll be submitting it through email? Let's see.
Most likely.
Well, you got to make sure that your house is at public access level. They would like you to have it listed in the house ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure where you're supposed to submit it. Choose your screenshots. Please Yeah, it's a forum post. You put your character name, character server, address, and city of the house, screenshots of your house, and then, you know, publish your house using the house rating system. And let's see, the winners will receive a unique in-game house item for their character.
Ooh.
A gold and black marble bowl filled with coins. The coins sparkle and glow, and there's a never-ending shower of coins into the bowl from above.
Oh, nice.
There'll be a total of 6 winners in 3 categories. Most creative, spookiest, and most humorous.
Nice.
So, if you want, go to EQ2 Players to the news. It's called Haunted Homes Decorating Forum Challenge. You can get all the details.
All right. Whoop.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. I think we just lost her. Oh, she's back.
No, I'm here.
What was that? You went silent.
I'm sorry.
and the buzzing stopped. What did you do?
I found a button here that said mute microphone.
Ah.
Aha! So it worked.
But I'm here.
Excellent. And news for horror movie fans such as myself. Apparently they're coming out with a Silent Hill 2. Silent Hill...
Oh. I got the first one. I enjoyed that.
Silent Hill Revelations is going to be in 3D, and we'll star Malcolm McDowell.
Oh my goodness.
What?
Malcolm McDowell, Sean Bean, okay. Who was Boromir in Lord of the Rings, Carrie Ann Moss, and I don't recognize anyone else. That might be interesting.
I'll see it. I like the first one, so...
Yeah, I'll definitely
speaking of spooky things, right, earlier this evening, I don't think it's still recording, I recorded the Scream Awards.
Oh, yes, the Scream Horror Awards.
That's always fun to watch.
I like it.
Looking forward to that. I've been busy decorating. I'm almost done with my island. I got all my main structures up.
Mm-hmm.
And the main things I wanted up. Now I got to go back through and I need to populate it with trees and then add the accents. It's been a job. I like my arches on my my graveyard. I was batting my head up against the wall going, you know, I need an arch. I need something for an arch. And I could not find anything to use to make an arch or, you know, that would look decent. Right. Until I stumbled across this one item. And I'm looking at it going, I wonder. So with a little magic with the house editing tool, I was able to make an arch. And I've got things up there. And it looks pretty cool, I think.
She's got things and stuff. You know, Christopher Walken approves. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to see here. I'm going to go over to your island and see what you've done. See, visit.
She'd lock the door on that until I'm done, but what the hell. Busy. I'm going to make at least two signs I'm going to put out there. I'm going to... one's going to be for the cliff diving, which will take you up to the above island. I'm going to change the name of that instead of above. I'm going to put cliff diving.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to put a platform off the island with a sign that says bungee jump.
Ah, there you go.
Because if you jump off the island, you go boing, and it puts you right back on the island, basically.
Ah.
You don't incur any damage, so it's kind of fun.
Sure, why not? Okay, I'm now in El Quingena's Tenebris Island Refuge. Let's see what you've done here. You're crashing my computer! No, not quite that bad.
Well, like I said, I got my main structures up. I got my main areas. I've got some things up. Some areas are done, and I just need to put foliage in. The other areas on the other side, I need to get foliage in, and then I need to populate it with my accent items that I right. want among the trees that I had envisioned. Because the theme behind my island is my secret garden.
Right.
And it is. It's my secret garden.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and before we get off topic too quickly, and now I've just completely forgotten what I was going to say. Oh! The new house.
Yes.
The uncanny estate.
Uh huh.
No balcony.
Well.
What the hell's up with that? There's no balcony.
I know what you want. You want it outside.
Well, that's what a balcony does. Yes. But, yeah, there's no balcony, but all the other prestige housing has balcony. So, well, no, I can't really say that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, but the large houses all have balconies.
Which prestige house doesn't have a balcony?
The Opera House. The little...
Dojo
type thing.
Okay, yeah, she's got a point.
Yeah, I mean, Felicia in the OGO channel... Well, where would it overlook? Well, it could overlook Sunborn again. I mean, you know, or something. I don't
know. No, what they could have done is they could have given you the outside part of the castle with really high hedges. And if you broke out of the hedges, you'd just go to the bottom of the earth. But I don't know. Maybe they didn't even want you looking out over that either.
Whatever.
Oh.
It looks fine. But, yeah, this is going to be Jethel's year-round haunted house.
Well, I guess.
And why not? That sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that's another thing I've done all friggin' week. I thought my guild was going to shoot me.
What's that?
Oh, I've got 100 hedges. You know what that means. I ran that friggin' hedge until my eyes bled.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over and over, and I never could hang on to that stupid coin. But, and you know, I didn't use all the hedges, but I have them in case whatever. Because I did not want to. It's worse to need and not have than to have and not need, right. You know?
I actually have several items in my bank that I don't even know why the hell I'm holding on to. Now I'm going to have to go to the bank and see what they're actually called. But you know how you can go to the Knights of the Dead Merchant and get the orange, goldish type flooring
tiles. Yeah,
I've got a few of those from a couple of the live events. Well, I shouldn't say a few. I've got like 20 of each. But I'm like, well, what the hell am I gonna do with these?
Yeah, if you don't use them, you can always put them on the broker to sell them.
Can't.
They're no trade.
I believe they're a no trade. I'm gonna have to check that out.
The tiles?
Let me leave the house and check. Hold on a sec. leaving a house isn't as easy as it used to be. Slash house, leave house. Well, do you want to go to another house, or do you want to go to South Chino's? God damn it, I just want to leave the freaking house!
You need to put it in. I had not used her butler, so I had her claim it, take it up, and put it up there on my bar, and it recognizes me as the mistress now, because it's my house. Cool, I like it.
Alright, let's see what we got here. Banker. Where are they? It's not what I thought it was. Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. Where did I get these? I don't remember. Maybe it was from Braille Day. I don't know.
Well, link one.
But I've got like 20 of these.
Link it. And I'll tell you exactly where it came from.
I think it was from Braille Day.
Yeah. And they are tradable.
Oh, they are? Oh,
yeah, okay. You could put them up on the broker and sell them for quite a bit.
And I've got 20 of...
Well, Brew Day.
These.
Braille Day.
And they're from Braille Day, Brew Day, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I've got a total of 40 of those things.
If you don't need them, put them up on the broker and sell them. You could probably get a few plot for each one, depending on how much of a demand there is for those. I'm serious.
Yeah.
You know, if you buy stuff off of the previous city merchants and wait a little bit, you could sell those things for like, well, I was looking for some tiles that, it like six plat a piece for those, you know, like black tiles.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much the black marble tiles are going for right now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's with almost any type of merchandise you can get for the holidays. I do the same thing. I pile up during the holiday because it's going to be cheap then, but you know, give them a few months and all of a sudden they're hot, they're expensive.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no demand right now for any of the Night of the Dead items except
well, no,
for maybe candy.
Well, yeah, the candy will always be in demand. Matter of fact, I should probably go down to Stormhold? Whatever it is. What the hell's it called? On the east side of Ventonica? Something hold.
Stormhold?
It is Stormhold? All
right. Yeah, what are you going to do in there?
Kill a whole bunch of undead things and get gummy worms?
No. Go over to Nectulus Forest to the beach. There's these glowing piles of bones.
Boom.
And if you disturb them, they will spawn a level appropriate mob for you to kill. The drop rate of the candy is like, you know, it's higher than normal.
Oh,
like
50%
really?
Higher. 50% higher drop rate on the candy on those mobs than you would going out and just, you know, slaughtering a whole dungeon full of creatures.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm going to have to go there.
They respawn very quickly.
Uh-huh.
The only thing is just be courteous to other people. You see somebody running after one, don't charge in there to try and beat them to it.
Yeah,
I mean, there'll be another one showing up, like, in moments next to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, they give you anywhere from one to, I've had one to two to three pieces of peanut brittle per skeleton. I've had anywhere from one to three skeletons spawn per node. And then you just take your candy and turn it into candy corn. In Freeport, it's in West Freeport, in Kinos, I think it's North Kinos, at the Trade School area there, I believe.
Alright, I'll have to check that out. I wasn't aware of that.
But yeah, in West Freeport, it's at the outside the Trade School area, just look for a little goblin standing around sniveling.
Thank goodness they have that candy trader, because when I was trying to get the Plague Cloud for one of my air size, and I saw that it was going to cost 300 candy corn. I'm like, I will be here forever. And one of our guildies explained that you could just take regular candy, and she had a whole bunch, and trade those in. And she got it in just a couple of days.
So where'd Lyra get the coin of winning?
Coin of winning?
from the casino machines.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The new casino machines. You can play a slot machine now, and if you get 3 lemons or something like that, you'll get a coin.
Yep.
I may get one of those slot machines for my party area, because the party area is devoted to Brel and Bristlebane. See, different areas, my garden island is devoted to different gods, too. More or less.
Ah, okay.
In other words, they would fit in there. You know? Mm-hmm. they would enjoy being in this area. So I figured, yeah, you know, food, drink, party. Bristlebane and Brel would love to be over here, so I put up shrines to them there. So, yeah, all the gods are represented up in my island, too.
Of course, if you want to go try your luck at finding the coin of winning, you can always go to South Kinos and check out the skiff of...
As soon as it's
That's there. A gambling barge, isn't it?
Yes.
That's San Dimas. Big old gambling barge there. And
those gambling items are still in the thing, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they should be there.
Let me see here.
Casino.
Yes, yeah, so the casino items in the marketplace.
Dealer's Choice set, which gets poker chips, loaded card table. See, it's a loaded card.
It's the slot machines you're looking for.
Craps. I said craps in a slot machine. It has a ducky on the front. Wheel of Chance.
Yeah, that's a roulette table, isn't it? Yeah.
No, isn't that the Wheel of Fortune that you normally see in casinos? The big wheel that spins around?
Yeah.
I don't know why they got the cue balls separately. Huh.
I was very impressed by the pool table.
It looks like the only way to get the slot machine is by buying the Dealer's Choice package.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know. I might.
Is it expensive?
$4.50, basically. $4.50. So, yes and no. No. Lucky Duck Machines. Well, I might just do that. I don't know yet.
Go on, do it.
I have so many things that I want.
Yeah, I understand that.
I still want to get the, I like the new plushies. I really, really do. I want to still get the magical brazers. Mm-hmm. I need a couple of those. I just got through buying piles of gold and treasure. I needed it for something I was doing.
Gold!
And they make big, shiny piles of gold and treasure. I thought they were pretty cool.
Yep. And I got the, I got the Nightmare Pegasus.
Yeah, and I want that too.
Oh, no, that is so nice.
You can't have it. It's mine.
It's very nice. The bat wings.
Yep, looks awesome. Looks cool.
But why do the horses seem to look a little overweight? Is it just me, but don't you notice that they're kind of stocky built?
A little bit.
You need to put them on a diet, I think.
Maybe
it's all that flying a lot of them have been doing.
Yeah.
Extra running. It's not stock either. They're muscular.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I don't know who this is.
Mm-hmm. What?
But it's an Iskar? And he's got a mushroom cap on his head.
Okay.
He's got a sword on his back. He's dressed in sort of mage type stuff, and he's got a red mushroom cap.
That's just weird.
Lizard in a mushroom cap. I don't know. I'm moving away slowly now. Like, oh my god!
Wow.
We get all kinds of EQ.
Well, it's that red mushroom cap that sort of reminds me of the psychedelic mushroom caps. You know, the psychedelic mushrooms are red caps with white dots on them.
Yeah.
That's the one he's got. goes around asking people, do you want to lick my hat?
Okay, then. No, I do not want to lick your hat.
I'm going back to my mansion, or my island. Getting out of the town. I'm over in Freeport at the moment.
Ah.
Well, it's okay. I've been able to hang out here and not be chased, you know?
Well, that happens when you, you know, betray to the city.
Mm-hmm. But I need to get my alts out and have them run the Haunted Mansion over in Loping Plains at least twice.
Mm-hmm.
I need two of them. I need two more of those lamps.
And as a reminder, Halloween weekend from the 28th to the 31st, remember to log in all of your alts for a trick or a treat.
Each day.
Each day. Be a new
one. And then the 20th is this week. That means Moonlight Enchantment.
Yes.
So are there going to be any haunted house parties or Nights of the Dead parties going on this week?
I thought I saw something earlier.
I think there's one on Friday, but I'm not sure.
Anyone know of any?
Now would be a good time to get the word out so we can party.
No one ever gives me this information until, you know, the day of.
Oh, by the way, we're having a haunted house party tonight!
Ow, what the hell did you tell me last week?
I have no costume to wear!
People are asking me at work if I'm going to dress up on Halloween. No.
Party pooper.
I'm too fat for a costume.
You got the hat and stuff. And
well, I told people, yeah, I'll rent a mailman costume. I work in a mailroom.
We can get you a reddish type wig or something. You can go as Christopher Walken's cousin.
Okay. I'll just go in and I'll go, hey, look, buddy, give me your freaking mail. Let me see the mail. I'll fight it.
What was that video you showed me last night? This one guy who did Christopher Walken, he did Jack Nicholson, he did
Joe Pesci,
yes,
and Robert De Niro. Let me bring that up. I'll be able to play it on the air here one second. You won't be able to see it, but it doesn't matter. You want to hear it.
And he's incredible.
All right, let me turn this off. Hold on a sec.
And he's flipping switches.
Exactly how long?
Okay, before we get this started, what he's doing is, what would happen if other people besides Samuel L. Jackson were auditioning for the role on Snakes on a Plane? So that's what this is. And this is this guy. I don't know what his name is, but good God, he's good. So here we go.
Exactly how large are the snakes? That fucking snake almost got me. You want to kill those snakes? All you gotta do is feed them the food. There are snakes on the plane, and they're biting, and they're scaring people.
What the fuck with all these fucking snakes here, huh? They're all over the fucking place, you believe this?
Whoa, I'll fight a snake. I don't care. You want to make a movie out of this? I don't mean nobody, no disrespect. But I thought you should know. You got fucking snakes on this fucking plane. You do. You do. You do.
Look at this, I got fucking snakes all over my vomiting bag and shit.
Oh my god, look how many snakes are on this fucking plane. I don't know what kind of airline you're running here, but you got a reptile problem.
What the fuck is going on in this fucking flight? That's what I want to know.
Get these motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking plane. I don't know what you fucking snakes are thinking, but if you want a piece of me, bring it on, because I got more without the fucker bit me. I'm not going to say it again. I'm not gonna say it again. I'm not gonna say it again. I'm not gonna say it again. Me, 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 me.
Okay, you're just doing Beaker there.
Beaker lost nine.
Get the fuck off me, you slithering prick, you. Stupid fucking snake.
You just bite me in the ass, snake. And it's frightening. Is that kind of what you're looking for? The premise for this movie is amazing.
And there we go. He's very good at those impersonations. This guy, you know.
That was good. I have to admit.
If you watched it, he dresses up for each one. I mean, he does a really good... He looks like a really thin Jack Nicholson, but he gets the facial expressions going really good. And what was that wig he was wearing for Christopher Walken was really wild.
Well, you know, Christopher Walken's got this head. It's just slicked back, but it kind of poofs. Anyway. I thought it was funny. You know, snakes on a fucking plane. And, of course, you know, EverQuest 2 has the quest in the Thundering Steps called Snakes on the Planes as a parody of it.
I thought it was in Loping Planes.
No, I'm pretty sure Snakes on the Plane. Is it Snakes on the Planes in Thundering Steps?
Loping Planes, yes.
Okay, no. Sarest is correcting me. All right, it is Loping Planes.
What would you do without her?
Win one for me!
Snakes on the fucking planes. Gotta get them. Anyway. Loping Planes. The highlight of Baratheon achievement. You have snakes and centaurs. Let me ask you this. As a centaur, can I ride you? When you're making sweet centaur love.
Sorry. I don't think that would work very well, huh?
No, Christopher Walken did a skit on Saturday Night Live where he was doing a job interview, and the guy interviewing for the job was a centaur.
Oh, my goodness.
So, let's see. What else do we have to talk about this week? We have Free Realms, the book. Free Realms.
Free
I'm
Realms,
sorry.
The book.
I'm sorry. Realm Walkers.
Framework, I can smell it all the way down here.
That's it. You're fired.
No.
That's pretty bad when you can smell a brain fart.
Just wait till I send you a book, Jethel. Just wait till I put something in the book.
To Jethel, you ass.
I'll cover the title part where it says Realm Walkers. I'll put Free Realms on there just for you.
No, you can't. That's copyrighted by Sony. But anyway, Realm Walkers, you can go to... I'll just type this out here.
Well, you have a link on kithacore.org.
Tierra.blogspot.com. There we go, Tierra.blogspot.com. Or you can go to kithacore.org, click on the link. You click on the post that says The World of Tierra. And we have a link right there you can click, tierra.blogspot.com. You can download the first chapter of the book for free. Read it. You're going to love it. You will beg for more, and you can get more by getting the book.
And I can guarantee you guys are going to want more.
You will, and you'll want more Christopher Walken talking about centaurs. God. I forget about that centaur porn part. But anyway, so what can you tell us? Can you give us any little tidbits, perhaps, from like chapter 2? What happens? Are you just going to leave us hanging? Gonna leave us hanging, going, buy the damn book, you cheap bastard, is what you're saying.
Tidbits, huh? For chapter 2.
Or little teasers. Little teasers.
Oh. No, I'm too afraid I'm going to give it away. I better not. I might give something away, and then people will hate me.
All right. Tierra.blogspot.com. Realm Walkers, not Free Realms.
God. Free Realms, the book. Free Realms, the movie. Free Realms, the lunchbox.
Free Realms, the toilet paper. Of course, now we're just spoofing on Spaceballs now.
Spaceballs now. Free Realms, the talking doll.
May the Free Realms be with you.
Okay. Yes. All right. I know.
You're crazy.
We are.
Yeah.
Free Realms, the flamethrower. The flamethrower. Kids love this one. Now see, they need yogurt in the Sony Online marketing department.
Yogurt.
He'll put Sony on everything.
Sony the yogurt.
We'll call it gelatinous cube poo goo. Or something. Gelatinous goo. Eat it. It'll eat it before it eats you. There we go.
See, now there you go. The whole line of edible things based on EverQuest. You could have Batwing Crunchies. Okay? You put anything that looks like Batwings in a bag, and you put Batwing Crunchies on EverQuest, Batwing Crunchies, that would sell.
You know what? If we end up going to Vegas this year, by some stretch of luck, we're going to have to, like, bake a whole bunch of, like, Batwing-shaped cookies, and we'll call them Batwing Crunchies. And, you know, we'll have, like, we'll make some, like, Jell-O cubes, and we'll call them gelatinous cubes.
No, we make Jell-O shots and call them gelatinous cubes.
There we go.
Jell-O shots, guys. Anyway.
The Stuff. I made you watch that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Stuff with the killer yogurt.
So, but what else in EverQuest would make good food items?
Knoll kebabs.
Knoll kebabs. You really want to eat Knoll?
I said Knoll kebab! I don't know. Evie, what do you think? EverQuest food that we can bring into real life.
I think that would be a great idea. I really like the idea about the Batwing Crunchies. That would be really, really easy to do, too. I could see that. They have cookie shapers out there in the forms of bats and bat wings, so it can be done very easily.
Now, people in the channel are now saying Den Mother's Trail Mix.
That's real.
It does exist, and at every fanfare, Den Mother makes up, like, you know, 50 bags of it to hand out.
Little bags. They're just perfect for munchies.
They're Den Mother's Trail Mix, although we haven't seen Brass's Battle Bread in real life yet.
That would be one to do.
So, yeah, I think Brass ought to, like, making...
But if it's battle bread, I mean, how in the world would you eat it?
No. She could bring it up on stage with her while she's hosting the event and start throwing it at people. Hey, you
take
over there!
Take it into little axes.
You over there, pay attention!
Little throw axes.
Battle bread... That would be
easy to do with the right kind of dough.
It would.
Pretzel dough.
Speaking of dough, I found a recipe I have to try. Though I'm not sure I can do it without specialized equipment, I'm going to give it a shot.
What is it?
French crullers.
Oh, my.
I found...
We don't need that specialized equipment, do we?
Well, it said to use a mixer with a paddle, and we don't have that, but I don't know. Maybe a whisk will work. I don't know. I don't know these things. But,
well, it depends what part of the process you've got to use the paddle.
I don't know. But,
and the reason why it wants a paddle than a whisk is that it's probably not wanting you to pump a whole lot of air into the mixture that whisking-type motion would do.
Right, because they're saying they want it really thick.
Well, then we just have to get some
like a spoon
spatulas, and you'll have to do it that way by hand. He goes by hand.
We'll give it a try. That's what we have the kid for.
Eric, get over here and mix this, you lazy little...
How about blood wine? Is there anything we can do to kind of make blood wine? Yeah. I mean, that's a favorite among the Tyrdils.
I don't know.
We'd have to try to find some way to create some kind of blood wine.
Maybe a raspberry wine.
You know what? I think we're going to do that on kithacore.org. I'm going to post an article at kithacore.org tonight before I go to bed. We want your ideas for real-life EverQuest-related food. Sound good, hon?
Oh, I bet you'll get a lot of great ideas.
We're going to get some ideas, and who knows? I might even make some try them out and let you know how you did.
Well, when you think of batwing crunchies, I don't know why, but I always thought of some sort of cookie.
Mm. Yes,
am I wrong?
Yeah, I would say
that's
so.
That's what I meant, yeah.
So you need something to make it bat wingish. So there has to be something inside that sort of, I don't know. Wouldn't say gooey, but
that's why I was talking about
like a layer of dry fruit or something. I don't know. And the outside has got to be crunchy. I don't know.
Burn it.
Talk some kind of cookie that you would shape with the cookie cutter, batwing cookie cutters, and they are available, especially right now during Halloween.
Yeah.
And put like almonds or nuts of some kind so that they crunch.
Yeah.
And then some people were putting in there like, you know, beef, a type of jerky, turning it into jerky, cutting it.
But that would
batwing and
that would be crunchy though.
That would make it chewy.
Yeah,
that'd
be chewy.
I know. You take beef jerky that you've cut in the shape of a wing, and you deep fry the sucker.
Well, that would make it crunchy. That would make it crunchy.
Dip it in batter and deep fry that baby.
Mm-hmm. Really wouldn't even have to make jerky. I mean, you just cut a piece of steak in the shape of a wing, make it kind of thin, throw it in the deep fryer, pull it out, and you'd have, you know, deep fried meat. Bat wing, whatever.
How about potato chips shaped like bat wings that deep fried? You cut the potato real thin, cut it out into a bat wing, and deep fry it.
Yep,
so it's like potato chips.
Amaril on the Crushmill service said that in the channel exactly the same time you did.
Oh.
You know, your best bet would probably be something with corn, because you can work with corn a lot better.
Mmm. A corn chip.
Type of
batwing crunchies would be batwing tortillas.
Yeah.
A little salsa.
You know, maybe taking the tortilla chips or the tortillas.
That would work.
And cutting out bat shapes and then either baking them or you know, deep frying them.
And then what would the guacamole be?
Well,
you call that?
Guano?
Green and love.
Guano. No. Guano.
Guano dip.
Guano dip to go with the S. I would do that. Everybody would give me a really strange look when I'm passing out. Would you like some guano?
Nice.
Here, try the dip. And they'll be eating it. Well, what is this? It's guano. I'm sorry. And the look on their face would be, okay.
Nice.
I know. I'm bad. What can I say?
That's it. No more wine for me.
I haven't even had any yet, damn it. I'm normally this way.
You know, we actually had a conversation at work today. So I seem to be the only one that works down there that doesn't drink or anything like that. So they're like, hey, I know this like Spike Matt's drinking. See what he looks like stoned. No, that would be a bad idea. I'm weird normally. Everything I do sober. Can you imagine what I'd be like drunk or stoned or something?
It would be an accident waiting to happen.
I would be completely incoherent, I'm guessing.
I don't know. If you went running down the street naked, then we'd know there's a problem.
Would that be me running down the street naked? Would that be too far from the norm as it is?
No.
Okay, then. Now, me running down the street naked with a bloody knife or something like that, that probably more likely would happen. God, freaking psychotic!
No, you're just out freeballing. Okay, fine. That went over like a dead weight.
Silence. The awkward silence. We get that down in the mailroom sometimes. You know, it's like we're joking, we're laughing, we're having a good time. All of a sudden, just dead silence. Like, wow, this is awkward. Did someone say something wrong?
Well, if you did go running down the street naked, you would be freeballing.
Speaking of saying something wrong, you want to hear something funny?
What?
So this girl that works with us, and I will note right now that she's only 17. This girl that works with us was on the computer. It's 5 o'clock, I'm trying to punch out. And she's checking her time card. And I'm like, hey, come on! And I slap my hand like, come on! And she looks at me and she says, don't come on me!
Oh!
And I'm like, do you really want me to go there?
God.
Wow. You really gotta, really watch what you say around me, because I will turn it on you.
Especially that.
Yeah.
She didn't even realize what she said, did she?
Well, I've told you the hardware store story, haven't I?
No, refresh my memory. All it's right. Probably worth hearing again anyway.
I used to work for my uncle's True Value Hardware Store. One of our one of the other people that worked with us was my then 14-year-old cousin, Sarah. Well, second cousin, whatever the hell she was, my cousin's daughter. So I'm joking around with a customer, you know, he's buying some silicone caulking. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's great for sealing tubs and stuff like that, and it's great for rearing children too. If they start mouthing off to you, just fill their mouths up. I turned to Sarah, and without skipping a beat, I said, Sarah, you've had your mouth full of caulk before, right? I didn't mean it the way it came out. I didn't mean it that way, but you know that's how it was taken.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you put that on a silver platter and just handed it over and went, here!
Yeah.
How long did it take for you to realize exactly what came out of your mouth?
Oh, about 2 seconds.
What was the look on her face?
She just went,
yeah,
like, no! And then they like, I like held up the tube of silicone caulking. No, caulking! Forget it!
And yeah. What about the customer?
Oh, he cracked up laughing. He thought it was great.
All right. You're saved.
Of course. Oh, my goodness.
That is a good one.
Anyway.
Don't do that. You're yawning.
Oh, I'm tired. I've had a long day.
I know. And now we have dead silence.
Oh, we can't do that.
What else can we talk about? We got 15 minutes. What else can we talk about here?
I don't know. I'm sort of brain dead. I can't even focus to decorate. I need to have time just to sit, and I don't want to rush doing the rest of this, you know.
So are there any new costumes out this year?
Yeah, there's a few of them. Hang on a second. And I can tell you exactly what they are. I want to say there's like 4 of them, at least.
Yeah, I'm not in front of the merchant right now. I can't tell you which one, but I believe there's like a undead gnoll that's a gnoll mummy of some kind.
An undead gnoll.
Oh, let me get back to town. Well, it's a gnoll from like the Sinking Sands. You know, it's a mummy gnoll type thing. I don't know. Let me get to the merchant, and I'll be able to tell you what it is.
I know that there's 3 new gravestones.
Yeah, I saw those.
And
I went to Man's Jewel by mistake. Hold on.
I will say, you know, I had a hard time. I couldn't put Crema through Survive the Night. You had a hard time. Crema's 68. She just couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, with the thing that's based on Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That was,
I mean,
that was rough.
Overwhelmed. And yes, I had the plants in a semicircle around her. And, you know, I was being proactive and trying to kill them as they came, and they were just, she could not kill them fast enough. As Elquin, my ranger, I was able to keep up. But I had some area effect spells that were really, you know,
yeah.
I wiped things out. But then what? Just before the doll spawned, I was starting to get overwhelmed.
Yeah, yeah, same with me. Just as the doll spawned, I'm like, well, I better kill this doll and hope that it ends this, or I'm not gonna make this. Because at that point, it was just getting too much. I mean, there were some zombies, for some reason, that was dying real easy.
Other ones were not.
And other ones were just like, oh, God, will you freaking die already? You know?
Well, in the beginning, they don't spawn very fast. But as you get further into it, they start spawning not faster, but in larger groups.
Yeah.
Okay. And, no, she cannot charm other mobs. She's a necro. She doesn't have that.
Right.
I mean, she's already got one pet. Yeah, I was taking breaks in between waves on Elquin because I was one-shotting a lot of them. But she's not, you know, she's only got, like, some legendary stuff, maybe one piece of fable, if that. You know, I got her out. I went and deliberately updated her gear just so possibly she could handle that.
Mm-hmm.
No. She, it's a class ability for necros, charming the undead. Well, I'll look, but I've never charmed anything before.
I don't know, I'm not a,
But that's still not going to help against a wave of, you know, all those undead. Let's see. I'm looking at Sam. I know someplace lists all of them.
I'm trying to get there. I just went to the wrong place.
Okay, there is a Black Fang.
Yeah, that's the one.
Costume.
The Black Fang.
A moldering froglock costume.
Hey, how about linking them in the channel?
Talayua Hunter costume. Thurdigan Spellcaster costume and Undying Warrior costume.
Undying wow.
Warrior. Okay, so the Black
Fang. That sounds good. Well, that's quite a few. It's always nice to see the new things every year, especially for us members that have been around for years. It's always nice to
there
see something brand new and refreshing to add to the holidays.
Well, since I do filming, or I have, you know, I buy about a stack of each of those and put them back just in case I need, you know, costumes for people to wear for something I'm doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what was it? It was a moldering froglock, the Black Fang, what else?
There's a Black Fang, moldering froglock, T-A-E-E-W, Ta-E, Hunter costume.
Oh, there it is, yep.
Thurgan, spellcaster costume, and Undying Warrior costume.
Well, I just know that there's a big Night of the Dead party coming up really soon, and I'm sorry I don't have the details right now, but I know it's like this Friday or the next Friday, and you might want to find out because they usually do a great job. They usually do a really nice job decorating and everything.
Who's holding it?
Several guilds are combined in this effort. At least that's what they did last year, so I think it's going to be the same thing this year. The one person I think you can check with is Skyanna or Lalayla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's always involved in everything.
She's involved in the... Yeah, you would check with her, and she can let you know more. She'll be advertising very soon.
Usually the Vagabond Knights have had their hand in haunted houses in the past.
They do that just to lure in the vampires because they like to kill vampires.
It's a trick to lure them in.
Yes. So just so you know, if you go to one of the Vagabond Knights parties, don't go as a freeblood or as a vampire in vampire costume, because they'll probably wig out and try to kill you.
Ah!
I'm in costume! It's just a costume! That's just what they do. I'm sorry. They're merciless.
They're vampire paranoid.
They're really into their role-playing, huh?
Yep. Really That's into good. Their role-play, and they really hate vampires. Come on, guys. If you hate vampires, you're just falling into the will of Interrook for hating.
Yep.
That's why Jeff...
Oh, you know, I've never looked at it that way.
That's
an interesting way to see that.
And that's why Jethel just hates trolls. Just one. You know, just one race. I'm good.
Oh, trolls deserve it.
Well, yeah, because they're, you know, hateful.
No, but what Jethel said is true, and that is something I read somewhere, but that is the whole goal of Interrook, is to instill hate in other people, even if it's towards themselves.
Right.
If I can get you to hate me, then I've gotten you to praise Interrook in your own way.
Ah.
Through the act of hating me.
And you know, when I was role-playing as a Tyrael, a Sapphire, I tried to role-play accordingly, and son of a gun, if I didn't run into a bunch of goody-two-shoes that just would not take my animosity or my scowls or my insults or anything. They'd just be so sweet and so nice right back at me. It'd just make me even angrier because it wasn't working.
Okay, so I just got a correction. I just got a correction from Xanadai, who tells me that it was Spindle and Tosta that hated vampires. Not all the VK hate vampires anymore.
Oh.
So the VK is sort of vampire acceptable. They may not like them, but they're tolerating them?
Maybe they've adopted the don't ask, don't tell policy.
And don't bury your fang.
Don't fang, don't tell. Okay, there we go. What's all that creaking?
That's me in my chair.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I have a creaky chair.
But yeah, but you know what? From my experience, I would still expect it if I showed up at the Incy Wincy Spider looking like a vampire. I'd probably get my ass, you know, staked.
There is a vampire mage costume.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that.
It looks good, too. I saw that also. It's a good one.
And then there's a silver coin that you can get through one of the expansions that will allow you to turn into a vampire illusion using a vampire fang.
Hmm. Which is why all vampires drop fangs.
Mm-hmm.
That's been around for some time, though, and it's lots of fun to do. And there's also a potion that provisioners can make that'll turn you into a vampire as well. I think it's called the Jawbreaker or something like that. But, provisioners can make it, and it will turn you into a vampire.
Nice.
And then there's, right now there's NPCs that will cast an illusion on you that will turn you into something. Don't know what. It'll turn you into something. And every time you zone, you change. I forgot
That's true.
It's good for a couple hours. And then the candy that you can get from the Night of the Dead candy machines for the one quest, they give you a piece of candy that allows you to cast an illusion on you. It's a random illusion, but...
Oh, cool. Haven't heard of that.
Yep, in North Kinos is actually right in front of
Oh, for God's sake. I'm, like, right in front of him. Hold on. What the hell is this called? The Iron Forge Exchange. The Iron Forge Exchange, and he's called the Giggle Gibber Illusionist. And I will hail him right now. Hail. Yes, that would be great. Da-da-da-da. And I have my illusions turned off. Hold on a second. Options. And apparently you can't be on a mount either.
No. Illusions never show up on a mount.
Aha! I am now a Drakned male. I'm a Drakned.
You're a spider guy.
I'm a spider dude. Spider dude. Spider dude.
Is your guild doing anything for the holiday?
No, not really.
Knights of the Dead?
No.
What?
Nope. So
what happened?
No, just not. Let's see, examine that. It doesn't say how long
it lasts. What about Frostfell? Are you going to do Frostfell again? Will you be able to do that? I went to the one last year, if I'm not mistaken. That was a very nice one.
Yeah, we'll more than likely have a Frostfell get together again like we did last year.
But no Knights of the Dead, huh?
No. Just don't have the time anymore.
Aww.
Working is nice, but working sucks at the same time. You know what I mean?
It takes up all your time.
It does. Especially when you have,
I couldn't tell you. I've been too busy.
When you have an hour and a half freaking commute time, it kind of sucks.
Ouch. Yeah, that is long.
Of course, it's an hour and a half commute for a 15-minute drive.
Wow.
That's what happens when you have to, take the bus. You have to wait for the bus.
The bus? Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
The bus.
Yep.
Ouch.
Bus sucks, but hey, what can you do?
That's one good thing about being a writer. You can do that right there at home. You can do that at home.
The thing is, parking's at a premium where his business is at. There is no employee parking.
Yeah. So, it's either I pay for gas and parking, or I pay for a bus. Paying for the bus, of course, is cheaper.
Yeah. I bet you they have places where you, like in big cities, where you pay rent on a parking place.
Oh, yeah. It's like, $70 a month, which is more than I'd be paying for the gas, Oh, well, so yeah, bus is cheaper. I've already looked into it. What can you do? Alrighty. Well, that's about all the time we have for the Death of Suffering Show this week. I have posted on kithacore.org EQ2 food ideas. If you have a real-life recipe or real-life ideas for food that you can find in-game, go ahead and reply to that post. And who knows? I might cook it up and give you a review on the show here and be like, okay, this person recommended this. Food poisoning! I've been poisoned! Damn you, Vagabond Knights! No, wait.
Jeez!
By all means, go to... I get here.
Free Realms.
No, not Free Realms. Visit the world of Tierra by going to TiaEra at blogspot.com, or you can go to kithacore.org, click the second post on the list right now, and I have a link right there. You can download the first chapter, and then, of course, purchase the book. You'll like it, you'll want it, you'll want more. Is there any sexy? Is there any sexy moments in the book?
I can tell you that there is a little bit.
Sweet,
just a little. I would rate the book pretty much like PG-13.
Okay, PG-13. So
it's not for kids.
Okay,
definitely not for kids.
Not for kids. All right, go there, do that. Congratulations to Seba, who will be receiving a free copy of the book.
I'm sorry, hon. There is no centaur porn in it.
Damn!
I'll have that book out to her tomorrow, I promise.
All right, and I'll get she did
in-game, mail me the address. I'll get that to you before we hang up here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much. Of course, it would really help if I got stuff ready. Yeah.
You did great. You did wonderful. Thank you.
God, I suck. Hold on a second here.
No. Just the Free Realms part. That's the other part.
Yeah. All right, folks. Good night, everyone.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.